Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Election Commission to announce schedule for general elections 2024 tomorrow. Former Governor Dr. S. C. Jamie underscores that knowledge and skills developed by students will help in creating identity for themselves. Land Resources Advisor Ikuto Zimome says government giving importance to coffee cultivation for its global market avenue prospect. And School Education Commission and Secretary Kevileno Angami urges educators to embrace change in learning. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission will announce the schedule for the Lok Sabha polls tomorrow, March the 16th. The announcement will be made in the afternoon at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi. Along with the Lok Sabha polls, the Commission will also declare the schedule for assembly polls in some states. The term of the current Lok Sabha ends on 16 June this year. In 2019, the Lok Sabha elections were held in 7 phases during April and May. It is expected that this time also, polling will be conducted in several phases in April and May. In the last Lok Sabha elections, the BJP bagged 303 seats out of 543 parliamentary constituencies. So far, the ruling party has announced 267 candidates, while the main opposition Congress has declared the name of 82 candidates for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. Left TMC, Aam Aadmi Party and some other parties have also announced the names of their candidates for several Lok Sabha seats. Former Governor Dr. S. C. Jamie today asserted that we are now living in an age of knowledge that changes very fast and the rate of change will further accelerate in future. Speaking at the third convocation ceremony of St. Joseph University, Jamie reminded students that the present is an opportunity to put India and the state to higher pedestal in every front. He also underscored that knowledge and skills developed by students from the university will help them in creating an identity for themselves. During the convocation, 1,200 students received graduation degree, 33 students received gold medals, 32 silver medals, and 12 students were conferred doctorate degrees. Advisor for Land Resources Department, Ikuto Zimome, inaugurated coffee washing station at Yes Agro Park, Garipema in Kohima today. Zimome said that government is giving importance to farmers by introducing agro-based crops and machinery especially for coffee growers because of its potential and market avenue globally. Besides, Nagaland produces organic coffee free from chemicals or pesticides. The advisor urged farmers to be hard-working and produce quality coffee as the state government is already providing coffee roasting machines and other facilities. The project is funded by Northeast Council. Commissioner and Secretary of School Education and SCRT, Kevileno Angami, today urged teachers and educators to embrace change in learning under National Education Policy 2020. She was addressing a workshop on social-emotional well-being of students in Nagaland, findings of need assessment study in Kohima. She said NEP 2020 emphasizes on competency and experiential-based learning, critical thinking, and various other vocational skills. The Commissioner pointed out the importance of equipping teachers to teach children on how to deal with stress and emotions. Angami underscored the need to have life skills, communication skills, interpersonal skills as children are in a growing age. Principal Director of School Education, Thavasilan K, informed that Nagaland Board of School Education is coming up with a progress card in schools similar to CBSE, which will be designed as per the needs of the state. Newly appointed election commissioners Kyanesh Kumar and Sukhbir Singh Santu assume charge of office today. The Election Commission of India, in a statement, said that Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar welcomed the two newly appointed election commissioners at Nirvachan Sadan. The CEC emphasized significance of their joining at a point when the team of ECI is also set to conduct the Lok Sabha election 2024. Kumar and Santu were appointed election commissioners by the selection panel chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Deputy Commissioner Walker Ajit Kumar Ranjan laid foundation stone of mini tea factory at Niroyo village in Walker today. The DC urged all small tea growers to utilize the opportunity and enhance growth prospects of tea industry in Walker. Under the initiative of Shishwe Osham ETF Sell Walker, it aims to empower local tea growers through specialized skill training in tea packaging in collaboration with Tea Board Kolkata office. Comprehensive support for marketing and branding for tea products of Walker is also being provided under the initiative. Jotsuma Village Watsan Chairman Vitoto Nakro was awarded Best Watsan Chairman and Chede Motul received Best Performing Village under Kohima Block. The awards were given during a capacity building training on ODF Plus component and operation and maintenance under JJM and block level recognition of best performers under PHED Kohima Urban Division today. PHED Kohima Urban Division Executive Engineer Nilho Kholie Chalier gave away the certificates and cash awards. Chalier encouraged villagers to put best efforts for the progress and development of the village. State Bank of India Naga United Branch was inaugurated by SBI Managing Director Northeast Circle Vincent Minacheri Devasi today. The MD informed that the newly inaugurated branch was the 814th branch in the Northeast Circle and is poised to act as a catalyst for economic development in the area. With SBI already commanding over 60% of banking activities in Nagaland through its 72 branches, Devasi reiterated the commitment of the bank to both state and national development. He said a branch will offer comprehensive range of financial products such as mutual funds, insurance and credit cards aimed at bolstering purchasing power of customers and supporting various financial endeavors. Jumugitima ESE Gevetito Rose appealed community leaders to extend support to the bank and called upon SBI to conduct financial literacy camps regularly to enhance financial awareness among the populace. As part of the Pushan Pagwara celebration, local food show and cooking competition was organized in Dimapur. Nagaland State Rural Livelihood Mission, Rural Development Department, ATBMC, Yumok Paum stressed on the need to promote nutrition through diverse locally available nutritional sources. Paum said, Northeast cuisine are very rich in protein and essential nutrients. It can be promoted for preserving culinary heritage and support local economies and ecosystems. Lumti Anganwadi backed the first position and Kuvihe Anganwadi came second. Supervisor Kalivi said Pushan Pagwara is celebrated in the month of March for 15 days every year to address multifaceted challenges related to nutrition and health. And in sports, the 52nd Angami Sports Association Wrestling Meet will be held tomorrow at Kuchezie Kohima Local Ground. A total of 60 top contenders for the championship with 15 wrestlers each are representing the four Angami ranges. Top 18 wrestlers will be selected to represent ASA at the upcoming 29th Championship of Nagaland Wrestling Association on 26 March at I3 Stadium, Kohima. Chief Minister Nipirio will grace the occasion as chief guest. The champion will receive 2,50,000 rupees. And now, 20 News, here are the headlines again. Election Commission to announce schedule for general elections 2024 tomorrow. Former Governor Dr. S. C. Jamie underscores that knowledge and skills developed by students will help in creating identity for themselves. Land Resources Advisor Ikuto Zimomi says government giving importance to coffee cultivation for its global market avenue prospect. And School Education Commissioner and Secretary Kevileno Angami urges educators to embrace change in learning. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.